How do you say? He woke up and chose violence.
When we were there for the inspection, it was quite an intense experience. Mm-hmm. So you get a chance to go slowly and see the course and see what they're doing. And we could already see from inspection, whoever was setting the course was... He woke up and chose violence. If you wanted to win the race, you would have to risk everything, which is what a lot of people did. And that's why you saw in the first run, about 60% plus, I think, was knocked out. One of the things that I was hoping to communicate to a lot of people is that in the sport of ski racing, DNF is actually a very normal thing. Even the world champion, even the guy that won the giant slalom, he DNF'd in the slalom. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that I was too bothered about because I guess it's a bit of a culture shock for everyone else, but for me, it's happened to me so many times before. In fact, this is something I'm quite proud of, that I can maintain a pretty respectable finish rate, is what we call it in the sport. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of supporting our next generation of athletes, for skiing specifically, one of the unfortunate truths I always have to mention to people is that it's very difficult to get into the sport if you're not training it regularly. Mm. So it would be unlikely that we get a skier out of Singapore that's living in Singapore, doesn't have the opportunity to train overseas. It's a reality and that's how it is. Maybe someone will prove me wrong. But, you know, right now we have a few athletes that are overseas that we're looking at from my ski association. I would say that the future of Singapore in the skiing scene is very promising.